Hello.
Hi, Grandma. It's your granddaughter, Jennifer.
Hi there, baby.
I wanted to ask your permission before our conversation continued. I've got a little doohickey thing on my phone where I can record our conversation because I think I'd be interested in hearing about your experience and having the ability to listen back to it and maybe share it with some of the radio audience that I work with. Would you be okay with that?
Oh, I'll try.
It just means you can't swear. The reason I wanted to call, obviously, is make sure you're doing well, but I was thinking, you're kind of in a unique situation because you're also trying to finish your degree as a college student.
It's been a blessing because had I not done that, I would have never gotten a computer. And with the way the world is now, it isn't that I couldn't have found something to do like puzzles or read or write letters or whatever, but there's so much that a computer, you can go from one thing to another and watch it day and night if you want to.
You are already an online student. There are some students now at NIU who are trying to do what you've been doing for the last 2 semesters, and they're trying to learn it kind of fresh. What advice would you have for them?
Well, I have that advantage because this is the only way I could have done it. And so I don't have to change that part. So I have, I'm really ahead of the game there.
Would you have any advice for students and who are trying to learn remotely now?
Oh, goodness. And so just keep learning because we have that ability. But I would say they are young and they are much more active than I am. But just stay with it because that's our only hope right now, in my opinion.
You've got a really big family. You're used to having your kids and grandkids come and visit you. What has it been like, just where you're at now?
Now they can't come to see me and I can't leave, and I haven't been for about, I'd say, 6 weeks.
Can you tell me about how that's been going?
It's okay. I am learning to I can't go to church. I have to stay in my room, and when I go out, I have to wear a mask. I have to stay 6 feet away from anyone in front of me or behind me. We can pass. I don't like it, but I can change and I can learn, and I'm trying to obey rather than buck the system. I could complain. We can complain if we want to, but I want to take the positives. And I don't know where this is headed, but we've had catastrophes like the Depression, polio, and it took many lives, which this virus seems to be doing.
It sounds like it's kind of, in your opinion, it's part of the greater good. It's the shared sacrifice that needs to be done.
Right. And these blessed people that come and are, workers every day, and we all have to wear masks all the time, on our face. And what they have to put up with, bring all our food, come get our things, our laundry, our cleaning, all of that stuff is done for us. And so I really give or admire the workers that do all be put in these hours of work for us.
Well, I am glad that you're sounding good and you're being well and following rules and watching your mouth. That's good.
Trying to, yes. Okay, Jen. Thank you. Yeah, bye.